Clark, are you already in Tallahassee?
Yes, Madam Chair.
All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the July 27th Education Talk meeting. Can we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
I'm here, thank you.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Langille will not be attending. Commissioner Brown.
Here.
And Commissioner Burke.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Wonderful. And who's in Tallahassee this morning?
In Tallahassee, we have Thomas Campbell, Justin Vogel, Mo Madani, Jim Hammers, and myself, Michael Clark.
All right, thank you. We have our meeting minutes from, I'm sorry, we have the approval of the meeting agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
No seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving this meeting agenda, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Thank you. We will be using this agenda. Next is the June 1st, 2018 meeting minutes. Does anyone have any changes to those minutes? Not hearing any. Is there a motion to approve the June 1st, 2018 meeting minutes?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
No seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the June 1st, 2018 meeting minutes, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The meeting minutes are approved. We have no pending accreditor application, so we'll go right into the new courses. Our first course is course number 911.0-2017, SBC, 6th edition, Florida Energy Conservation Code, Advanced CE, provided by National Electrical Contractors Association and accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that summarizes changes found in the Florida Building Code, 6th edition, 2017 Commercial Energy Conservation Code. It is designed to ensure understanding of the changes to the 2017 code, as well as the new requirements that went into effect at midnight on December 31, 2017. It will also illustrate sections of the ANSI/ASHRAE Standard 90.1-2016 related to the Energy Conservation Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comments on this course? Not hearing any. Is there any public comments on the course?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second. No seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 911.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 911.0 is approved. Next course is course number 913.0. 2017 Florida Building Code, Residential Advanced Code Update Internet CE, provided by AstroPace Online and accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course consisting of advanced content on 16 of the most significant changes to the 6th edition of the Florida Building Code, Residential 2017, as selected by the Florida Building Commission and the International Code Council. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Moves approval.
A second?
Flanagan, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 913.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Any opposed? Course number 913.0 is approved. Next course is course number 914.0, 2017 Florida Building Code, Common Advanced Code Update Internet CE, provided by Actual Tapes Online and accredited by JC Code and Construction Consulting, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course designed to provide one-hour advanced content on 11 of the most significant changes to the sixth edition of the Florida Building Code, plumbing, as selected by the Florida Building Commission. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any top comments on the course?
This is Flanagan through the chair to Michael. I see there's a quiz, but I don't see the answer. So it's just the first one supposed to be the answer. Is that?
Yes.
There's one.
I went back and checked and did a random check on it, and he followed the same protocol where the first column is the correct answer. And then the second column is A, third column B, and C. But yes, you are correct.
Okay, I just wasn't clearly identified, but I did think I saw it in another course very similar where they clearly ID'd it. Thank you.
That is correct.
I'll motion to approve Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 914.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 914.0 is approved. Our next course is course number 900, and that's ESA, Advanced Florida Building Code Fire Alarm System, provided by National Training School and accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that provides an overview of the Florida Building Codes for fire alarm systems. The course will cover topics on the Florida Building Code as they relate to fire alarm systems. The various sections of the codes and their requirements will be discussed so that you can properly plan and design fire safety implementations. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that the quiz mentioned in the syllabus used to assess the participants' knowledge gain was missing from the course materials. I recommend conditional approval subject to the addition of the referenced quiz in the course syllabus measuring how this course would be successfully completed by the participants.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course?
Yes, ma'am. This is John Farinelli from JC Code and Construction Consultants. I believe there was an error. I was not the accreditor for this course. I believe if you look at the BCIS upload, I think it was, I can't remember the name, but I was not the accreditor.
It says it's Mr. Charles Barr.
That is correct.
All right.
Okay.
So we are looking at course number 900.0, provided by National Training School and accredited by Charles Barr.
Sorry about that, John.
Is there any other public comment on the course?
Nope, no problem. Just thought I'd point that out. Thank you.
Is there any top comment on the course? Is there a motion for conditional approval?
Nan, this is Kevin Flanagan. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I have a question and a comment on this thing when I noticed it was missing. And in one place it says 75% correct, and in another place it says 80, so I'm sure Michael will get them to correct that.
Yes.
And my question is this accreditor, I assume he's a recognized and approved accreditor, Charles Barr, through the chair, I'm asking.
That is correct, Commissioner. He is an approved accreditor.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Would anyone like to make a motion for conditional approval?
I will do so, Flanagan, if no one else does. Yeah.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving force number 900.0 for conditional approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Course number 900.0 is conditionally approved. Next, we have course number 912.0, 2017, advanced training, smoke alarm under the SBC, residential and NFPA 72, as provided by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to familiarize code officials, design professionals, and contractors with an overview of the location and installation requirements for smoke alarms contained in the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code, residential volume, and the 2013 edition of NFPA 72, National Fire Alarm and Signaling Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course?
I'll motion to approve, Flanagan. Nice presentation.
Thank you. Is there a second?
No.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 912.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Course number 912.0 is approved. And our last new course is course number 915.0, advanced available fault current online, provided by electricallicenserenewal.com and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that examines the difficult topics of available fault current, short circuit current ratings, fully rated and series rated electrical systems, and places them in an easy-to-understand format. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any comment on the course?
And again, very nice presentation. I'll motion to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 915.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 915.0 is approved. Let's see, item number 6, we have no pending administratively approved courses, so we'll go to item number 7, which is the self-affirmed form change courses. And the first one is course number 725.1, 2017, Advanced 2017, 6th edition, Florida Accessibility Code, as provided by Boss Construction School, and the prior accreditor with JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that addresses the accessibility requirements from the 2017 6th edition Florida Building Code Accessibility. The course is given in a classroom setting and uses the PowerPoint presentation titled Advanced 2017 6th edition Florida Building Code Accessibility. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues or recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course?
Very nice. Recommend for approval, Flanagan.
Thank you. Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 725.1, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 725.1 is approved. Next, we have course number 821.1, 2017, online advanced 2017, sixth edition, Florida Building Code Accessibility, as provided by Boggs Construction School, and the prior accreditor was J.C. Coates and Construction Consulting Team. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that is given via an online setting using a PowerPoint presentation to teach about the advanced 2017 sixth edition Florida Building Code Accessibility. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that the quiz mentioned in the syllabus used to assess participants' knowledge gain was missing from the course materials. Again, I recommend conditional approval subject to the addition of the reference quiz in the course syllabus.
Is there any public comment on the course? Any thought comment? Is there a motion for conditional approval?
I'll move conditional approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Flanagan.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 821.1 for conditional approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 821.1 is conditionally approved. And our last self-affirmed course is course number 717.1, 2017, Advanced Review FBC, 6th edition, Mechanical Code Requirements for Intake and Exhaust Louvers. And that's provided by Air Distribution Consultants International, LLC, and the prior accreditor was J.C. Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that covers the FBC requirements for outside air louvers used for intake and exhaust applications. It further covers the wind speed maps, including windborne debris regions. It reviews the risk categories and occupancy classifications. It also covers the FBC structural design pertaining to louvers. Also details the requirements in AMCA 540 and AMCA 550 test. Also covers Miami-Dade TAS 100, paragraph A and 203, as well as NOA requirements. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found again that the quiz mentioned in the syllabus used to assess participants' knowledge gain was missing from the course materials. Therefore, I recommend conditional approval subject to the addition of the reference quiz in the course syllabus.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Any thought comments?
Flanagan, I noticed there was no test, but they do have questions, so if Michael makes it a conditional, that'll be, I'll move for approval.
No seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 772.1 for conditional approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 772.1 is conditionally approved. That's the end of the courses, so now we have an administrator activity report, please.
Madam Chair, the administrator activity report contains the normal brief descriptions of the activities of the administrator from May 22, 2018 through July 23, 2018, including the staffing of the EDPOC meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the FBC education program. Also stated in the report is training funding information for 2018, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida, and which includes the who and what of eligibility requirements. Madam Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions on the report? Does any POC member have any discussion items they want to bring up, either now or for the future? How about the general public? Is there any general public comment today? All right. Well, then I guess we're all set for a roll call for adjournment.
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean.
I'm present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
Still here. Thank you.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Langille's not here. Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Burke.
Here.
Madam Chair, all are accounted for.
Thank you very much, and thank everyone for their participation today. We will stand adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.